are joining us today, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, naturalnurse.com for myself and Dr. Eugene Samperone, and he's Dr. Z. And reminding you that there's so many ways that you can join us. We just gave a presentation in Clearwater, Florida, to the Florida Herbal Society about wild, edible, and medicinal plants on Long Island. It was really fun to be with you there. Hello to all you listeners from the west coast of Florida. And any of you can join in with our activities anytime if you go to naturalnurse.com and view calendar. The next very important class that's coming up is the Herbal Certification Course. It's the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification Course. And it starts very soon in a couple weeks. Now that course is available anytime you'd like to take it as a private course. But this is the group class, and we only offer the group class once a year. Now, if the times and dates of the group class don't work for you, sign up for it anyway, because once you've signed up, if you don't participate live while we're together, and this is online, we then send you the class right when it's finished, and you can complete it anytime. Once you complete the four classes in the series and make your own beautiful herbal project, which has to be snail mailed to me for evaluation, and then we do a one-on-one discussion about your herbal project and the meaning of herbs in your life, then you are granted the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification. And that's an actual certificate that you will get. And you can hang it on your wall and show that you have completed this course. Now, this does not make you a registered herbalist. However, it can be used towards a registered herbalist certification. That would be more work than just this class, but this class is a fantastic beginning. So you can take the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification course just for your own knowledge. You don't need to take it for any other reason, or you can take it because you feel someday you would like to have some capacity as an herbalist. Or if you are a healthcare provider, such as a nurse practitioner, a licensed massage therapist, a registered dietitian, a clinical nutritionist, or an acupuncturist, if you are any of those professionals, you can take this course. Not only do you get the knowledge, but you get 18 CEU credits. So 18 CEU credits is quite a bit for those of you who know you have to keep up with your continuing ed credits for your professional license. So this is a very important class. It's called the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification Course. And what you will learn is the basics of herbal medicine. You will learn different things about botany, you know, real stuff that you need to know as an herbalist. How to start evaluating a protocol if you did want to recommend herbs for yourself, your family, your loved ones, how to look up possible herb-drug interactions, everything you need to get started as a beginner or advanced in herbal medicine, because this course spans everything from someone who's brand new to a very deep understanding of botanical pharmacognosy. Now, I do teach a more advanced course on that as well, but you have to complete level one anyway, and that's the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification Course level one, which we're starting right now. So you could go online, sign up for it, or email me at naturalnurse.com, and I'll point you to where to go. It's fantastic information. You get all kinds of handouts. You get a certificate at the end if you complete all the assignments. And if you don't want to complete the assignments, you can just join in for your own knowledge. But if you want a certificate, whether you're a professional or a layperson who just would like a certificate in herbal certification, or if you just want to take it for your own knowledge, Or if you are a motivated person who wants to become an herbalist, then you would want to continue on beyond this class and get your RH, which is a registered herbalist, and that's through the American Herbalist Guild. So that's a more serious pursuit. And any herbal courses that you take can be put towards your RH, registered herbalist. So there's all kinds of levels where you can get involved in having a more serious relationship with plant medicine and herbal medicine. And taking the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification course is an excellent, basically easy and very inexpensive, by far, first step. So just go to naturalnurse.com and look under calendar, and you will see an explanation about it. If you don't see the explanation about it, you can always email me directly at naturalnurse.com. And we're also having a class come up on the spiritual aspects of really communicating with plants, because they are living beings as well. And we have a whole long list of classes coming up shortly, including one on opiates. I believe that one's next week. That's another class you can sign up for. So there's so much going on. Just go to naturalnurse.com calendar. We're also planning our on-ground workshops and our medicine making, where we'll go out in the field, gather plants, and make them into medicine. I know it's still February and cold in some places. I'm sitting here in Florida, so I'm collecting plants and making medicine every day. But we'll be doing that also in the Long Island area in June. We actually have registration for those classes coming on now because they are so popular, as well as our Chinatown tours, where we go to Chinatown to learn about edible and medicinal plants and the traditional Chinese medicine. So much going on all the time. You can join our mailing list totally free. Just go to naturalnurse.com, and in the left-hand bottom corner, just put in your email, no other questions asked. So all kinds of ways to interact, and we're happy to have you on board. So today we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Kristen Grace McGarry, and she is a licensed acupuncturist and also an internationally recognized health and lifestyle alchemist, author, and speaker. And she weaves more than 22 years of experience, education, and wisdom with compassion to empower you to heal on all levels. She'll be speaking on different aspects of autoimmunity, functional blood chemistry analysis, thyroid and gut health, which is certainly a focus of wellness, food as medicine, and integrating mind, body, and spirit. And she's the author of Holistic Keto for Gut Health, a program for resetting your metabolism, and also Know Your Blood, Know Your Health. So she has a lot of knowledge, and you can find her at Gut happyketo.com. That's gut, G-U-T, happy, H-A-P-P-Y, keto, K-E-T-O, .com. So thank you so much for being our guest today, Kristen. And let's talk about how you even got involved in any kind of natural lifestyle to begin with.
Well, I always knew that I wanted to be some kind of doctor since the age of two. I have a picture of me taking my grandmother's pulses on her forearm with a stethoscope. So although I knew that the stethoscope was used to listen to a heartbeat, even at that age, I insisted that I could hear the pulse on her forearm. And later I learned it was the exact same place where the Tibetan doctors take pulses. It's a little bit higher than where Asian medical doctors take pulses. And so I was on that path and started off in Western medical school, but I was an endurance athlete and a competitive bodybuilder and began to learn about nutrition when I was about 14, 15 in high school and started to become more aware of fitness. I had always played sports, but I really began to heighten my awareness around nutrition and fitness. And from there began doing my prerequisites for medical school and preparing, and got very, very sick. The kind of sick where I was bedridden. and I would have excruciating pain and fatigue. I would feel like I had been run over by a Mack truck.
So wait a minute. You mean this was like a long-term illness that you had, not just a little acute cold?
Correct. This was a long-term illness, and I went from doctor to doctor trying to figure it out. I was 20, 21 with symptoms, and I was very young, and on the outside I looked very fit, but something was wrong on the inside. And the doctors would tell me, nope, we can't find anything wrong. Your labs look fine. Little did I know that their reference ranges were comparing me to sick people, so it wasn't an accurate marker of health. And they would send me to the counselor, a therapist, because they said, well, this must be in your head. And the therapist would send me back to a doctor saying, no, she's got something wrong in her body. Please help. And I did this dance for a while until I began to explore alternatives. And those alternatives
were... Oh, wait a minute.
Now,
sometimes that's what happens. People go on and on and on using all kinds of conventional things that the doctor might have told them about, and it doesn't really help, and then they wait and finally sort of stumble upon natural. How did that procession go for you?
Yes, exactly. Well, for me, it was heightening my awareness. It was asking a lot of questions. It was doing research. It was reading. It was paying attention to my body in a new way. I had been, for example, vegan and vegetarian, and it turns out I had two different kinds of anemia that were contributing to me not feeling well, but no one told me. So I had to start educating myself. And as I did that and I began to heal, I shifted my focus from Western medicine to Asian medicine and functional medicine and osteopathy and homeopathy and herbology and all the different things I share today.
So you studied each of those things individually, then you slowly tried them and you found that you got some kind of positive response?
Yes, I wouldn't say I slowly tried them. I really was committed to getting better. I had a brand new baby, which was a real motivator for me.
Wait a minute. That's an important thing. So during the time that you felt stressed out and ill, you actually got pregnant and had a baby, which sort of stresses anybody out?
Well, it was quite joyful for me. It wasn't super stressful. I was very, very excited to be a mom. I was a single mom, and that part financially was stressful. But I was also, when I was pregnant, a lot of my symptoms went away, but they came back. And I had thought, oh, good, it's gone. But then I did have another few episodes after my son was born, and that's really what shifted things for me, because I realized if I was going to parent this child, I had to get better. And so I recommitted to diving into every alternative I could get my hands on to see if it would help my body heal.
Well, that was a wonderful path, and obviously you got excited about the results, so much so to actually focus on this as your life's work.
Yes, I loved working in the emergency room and being an EMT. I was a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, and I really appreciated how Western medicine could save lives, but they also weren't answering the questions of why. Why did people have chronic cardiovascular disease? Why were they having a stroke or a heart attack? Why were they having an anxiety attack? You know, I understood, trauma and how to work with trauma, but these chronic degenerative illnesses that we would also address in the emergency room, doctors couldn't really get to the root of it. And so I could see that they were helping, but it had a downside. The drugs they were using, some of the technology, some of the treatments they were doing might save someone's life, but then that person would need to undo some of that damage in order to really thrive again. So I started to see these gaps in Western medicine and its particular perspective toward treating symptoms instead of really looking at the roots. And that's when I finally made the shift to Asian and functional medicine.
Well, I really like that perspective that you're sharing, Kristen, because we certainly don't want to, as they say, throw out the baby with the bathwater. Western medicine shines in a life or death emergency. It really saves lives. And I think my cousin was an EMT physician for that reason, because she felt like that's where her skills could do the most good. But when it comes to things like, you know, ongoing digestive difficulties and autoimmune issues, they really don't seem to have the answer.
You're absolutely correct. And I love working on teams with Western physicians. I think it's important that we all bring our genius and our areas of expertise to the table to benefit the patient. And there are some gaps, and so it's our job to help fill those in for patients.
So that's wonderful that you're able to, you know, step up to that role now by having lots of certifications. Like you said, you're an EMT, a lot of knowledge about Western medicine, and then a lot of your own personal journey, and the fact that you found that natural preventative and interventions that are food-based. Of course, one of the things about a lot of what we're talking about in natural therapies is really the person has to do it. It's a different concept. The doctor can't do it to you. You know, like as an EMT, you do stuff to people that might keep them alive, like shove, you know, oxygen on them and different things like that. But in terms of natural medicine, the intervention has to be self-administered.
Yes, it is a different perspective. You're really right on to an important point, I think, Ellen, because I think what we have to offer is empowerment and giving the power of someone's health back to them instead of projecting it onto any healthcare provider, whether it's a physician or a naturopath or a nurse or a chiropractor. We've been kind of trained, it's part of our culture, to give our power away to these healthcare providers who are doing the very best they can with the tools they have. But it's not always what that individual person needs. And so I believe in empowering people with knowledge so that they can be informed consumers of their health and their life, and make discerning choices around nutrition and lifestyle and exercise and supplements to really thrive. And then use healthcare providers when they need it, get regular checkups and do preventative checking so that we can prevent suffering in the future instead of just treat symptoms.
Absolutely. And I really think it should be started from birth. I mean, a very shocking statistic, as I'm sure you have probably heard of, is in terms of the United States having an absolutely terrible record of mother mortality during childbirth. It's one of the worst in the world, way below every single developed country and most underdeveloped countries.
Mm-hmm. And it's even worse for women of color. Absolutely. It's a tragedy. And it just shows that our healthcare system is broken. It's just not serving the people well. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. But it also has to do, I think, with a concept of self-care. Because the doctor cannot put healthy food in your mouth and do stress reduction techniques like relaxation or mindfulness or yoga. The doctor can't do that. You have to decide you are important enough, as you did, to take those steps.
Absolutely. I agree. And helping people have access to that information. There are so many people that rely on social media and the media to get their health information, or they're Googling for their health information. And it's important to give people more access so that they really can learn what is good, what are healthy foods. Is a granola bar full of sugar really that healthy for you? Well, on TV it says it is, but that may not be the case if you become a label reader and you understand how to really look at the ingredients in a different way. And that's one reason why I wrote books and continue to write books, because I really want to educate people so that they're in the know and they understand what's really good for them.
Well, your books are wonderful, and people can find them at guthappyketo.com. Now, let's go into keto, because obviously that's something that you found as a focus to be really worthwhile, probably both doing for yourself, sharing with others, and seeing a lot of really positive outcomes. So let's kind of start at the beginning with that, and like, what is keto?
Mm-hmm. Well, standard and typical keto is not what I write about. I write about holistic keto, which I noticed was important for a lot of my patients and people I've been tracking around nutrition. So typical or standard keto is a diet that encourages high fat, moderate protein, and low to no carbs, usually under 30 grams or 20 grams of carbs a day, depending on your health and weight goals. And this was actually discovered by Western medical doctors in the 1920s. Physicians discovered that if they fed children with seizure disorders a high-fat, low-to-no-carb, moderate-protein nutritional plan, that many of their seizures went away or were greatly reduced. And it's really exciting when Western medicine uses food as medicine. And so I took note of that research and was paleo and primal. I've done metabolic diet. I've done the blood type diet. I've done tons of different nutritional plans because I like to experiment on myself before I recommend things. And I'm a research gal, so I like to research things and try it out. And what I found is even with paleo and primal, people were still consuming a lot of carbs and they weren't necessarily getting the kind of benefit I thought they could. And when I discovered keto, I was very excited because the research shows it has neuroprotective properties and it stimulates your metabolism. So if you're eating carbohydrates, then your metabolism is dependent on sugar. And that increases insulin levels, it can cause blood sugar instability, it can cause fatigue, you can have blood sugar spikes and then crashes and feel tired in the afternoon and then you're reaching for sugar and caffeine, it can cause immune dysfunction. And so I discovered that if people shift their metabolism from being dependent on glucose to being dependent on fat or ketone bodies, that all of a sudden their blood sugar regulated, insulin levels drop, their brain's working better, the foggy thinking goes away, and their energy skyrockets. Well, I wanted to take that one step further. How does this impact their gut health? Because the gut is the throne of immune function. And autoimmunity and cancer and allergies are all a sign of immune dysfunction or dysregulation. So if we balance the gut, we can balance the immune system. So I created Holistic Keto for Gut Health, which omits the inflammatory foods of a typical or standard keto diet and includes gut-friendly foods and gut repair supplements and lifestyle recommendations so people can really thrive.
You know, what is the difference in your approach in terms of what you consider the keto diet and holistic keto?
Mm-hmm. Well, one difference is the omitting these inflammatory foods such as dairy. So most humans cannot fully digest dairy after the age of 5. We lack the enzymes necessary for that. But there is more. And I have a whole chapter on dairy in my book where I go into the science behind it. You know, we were taught got milk, you know, these slogans from the Dairy Association, you know, to drink milk for strong bones, which has been demystified. That's not actually true. There's a lot of phosphorus in cow milk that binds to the calcium, So your body doesn't actually absorb much calcium. You get more calcium from leafy greens than you do from dairy products. And that's been proven in science. And so my holistic keto approach omits inflammatory foods that are typically used in a standard keto diet. But that's not all. Holistic keto really means holistic. So I look at our relationship to food. Are we using food as a reward or punishment? Are we using it and guilt tripping or shaming ourselves? Are we using it to stuff our feelings and stress eat? What's our relationship? So I have conversations about that in journaling and contemplative exercises in the book. I also approach lifestyle differently. So most keto people are not talking about their relationship to food or lifestyle. And so instead of it just being focused on what you eat, I really expand it to exercise and how are you thinking and feeling about food, your relationships, your work, money, your life. We also look at sleep. I look at supplementation and gut health and what kind of things can rebuild your gut and why might you need rebuilding of your gut? Because most people have some kind of gut issue, even if they're unaware. And so there are some key differences in my approach that really help fill it out. And it's an upgrade from the typical keto.
Well, that's a good explanation. And I know there's so many things in your book that really make it easy for someone to get this. Now, another thing I find that people find confusing is the whole use of that word carbohydrates. Because, you know, carbohydrates are certainly things like white bread and bagels and sugary snacks and donuts. Those are carbohydrates. But isn't broccoli also a carbohydrate?
So it's true that vegetables do have some carbohydrate in them. And they also have fiber in them. And those kind of carbohydrates are okay. We invite and encourage, or I invite and encourage people to have more leafy greens, have more broccoli and vegetables, but to avoid the high starchy vegetables like potatoes and sweet potatoes. Those are super high starchy carbs. So in holistic keto, those would potentially cause blood sugar instability, they would cause a spike in your insulin, and they would also cause perhaps the bad bacteria in your gut to have food. We don't want that. We want to get rid of some of those bad guys and really help bring in more of the good guys. So those high starchy carbs are not always great for people.
So, you know, how does someone decide? I guess for one thing, if you just go with no wheat, you're going to really cut out most of those really sugary type carbs.
Yes. And so one of the greatest ways to start is to just look at what you're actually eating. So many people are on autopilot, and they don't even realize what they're eating every day. So just start writing it down and take a look at what you're eating. And then you could get a free app on your phone. There's Carb Manager and Keto Manager, all these different free apps where you can start typing in what you eat, and it will calculate your nutrients, your macronutrients for you. Those are your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates. And you can start to get an idea of, oh, this is what I'm currently eating. And the next step would be to start decreasing your carbs. And there are many different ways to do that. And I write about lots of different ideas and examples in the book. You could slowly cut your carbs back depending on how high you were, how many carbs you're eating every day. Just starting to take out the breads and the bagels and the crackers can make a huge difference in someone's health, even if they're not going keto. Those foods don't have good nutrients. They're not full of phytochemicals, plant-based chemicals that we need. They're kind of like fillers, and they fill you up, but they also spike your blood sugar and insulin levels, which are, that's inflammatory. And so just cutting those things out can make a huge difference. And then starting to look at including more veggies, more leafy greens. I invite people to experiment and to have different foods, to rotate their foods. That's really good for your gut health and your immune system, to rotate things. So bring in a new leafy green during the week. Bring in a new vegetable during the week. Start to train your taste buds with new flavors and foods as you're cutting out the other filler foods.
I really like what you're saying there, Kristen, because what you're talking about is rather than looking at, oh, I can't do this and I can't have that, making it an exciting adventure about what new practices you could bring into your life that is going to make your diet more in line with the healthy aspects you talk about in your book, Holistic Keto for Gut Health, a program for resetting your metabolism. And resetting your metabolism, that sounds like something that actually can help with weight loss, which is often, you know, the focus of someone's actions, even though I like to use that as just a secondary good effect.
Yes, and I've upgraded the terminology as well, Ellen. I don't even say weight loss anymore. I say releasing weight. Because if you've lost your keys, you want to find them. But when you lose weight, you don't necessarily want to go off and find it. And so the language we use actually impacts our unconscious mind. And so I use the term releasing weight. And it is true. This can be the focus of a lot of people, especially when they start to explore a keto type kind of diet or my holistic keto. And what happens is when you condition your body, the systems that regulate your metabolism, and they start to change from using glucose for food to ketone bodies and fat for fuel and food, then it stimulates your metabolism and you're like a metabolic superhero. And your body burns fat for energy all the time, even when you're sleeping. And it can really, really empower someone on their weight release journey.
That's a really, really good suggestion. How do people get motivated when you work with them? Because I think a lot of people listen to this kind of show and, you know, then they take webinars and then they go and they sit. They like to sit and listen, but they don't take action. And they could respond, you know, and with this knowledge that they've heard a million times. And yet, what do you find motivational for people to actually implement this in their lives?
It's a little bit individualized because so many people have different things that come up that might be a block for them. And so when I have a conversation with someone, it's pretty easy for me to discern what those blocks are. And so I would invite people to figure out, what is the block? Why am I sabotaging myself? What is this about? And usually it's a journey of inside inquiry, going inside to your heart and your mind and being with yourself, which most people don't spend a lot of time doing. They're on autopilot. And so just taking a couple of minutes every day and journaling a little bit and connecting to the part of you, your higher self, that wants to remember their wholeness and shine your brightest and offer your gifts to the world. Connect to that part of you. Often that part of you can be inspirational. That part of you has something you want to offer the world or your family or your community or at work, and that can be inspirational. But I also use functional blood chemistry analysis and feeling better in your physical body as inspiration. So with functional blood chemistry analysis, which is what my second book is about, I can show people what's going on inside their body. And that can be truly inspirational. No one has ever sat down with most people I've spoken with and ever gone through their lab with a fine-tooth comb and explained all the subclinical issues or the root of their current symptoms and what to do about it. And it can be quite refreshing and exciting to receive that information, be able to look at it on paper and then go home and do it because you have a clear pathway forward instead of just guessing. And, well, I think everybody, you know, just gets tired when they get older and they don't have any energy and their joints ache. No, that's not true. that's something you learned from social media, but that's not actually true. It doesn't have to be that way.
Let's put it this way. It does not have to be true. You know, and sometimes it's genetics, you know, and then sometimes, and very often, it's part genetics and part the action you take. And now with more sophisticated, I know you're very knowledgeable also, and I do want to remind our listeners who we're listening to today. This is the Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. This is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse. Hoping that you're staying healthy, and you can always find us at naturalnurse.com. We invite you to join us to take any on-ground or online classes that we give, which is really available every single day, as well as personal consults on how you can initiate a lot of what you hear on our show to your life. To find out more, go to naturalnurse.com and just click on calendar to see all the list of classes, or click on contact if you'd like to send us a personal message. And our guest today is Kristen Grace McGarry. She has many, many degrees, including licensed acupuncturist, and she's also an EMT. And she has a wonderful website where you can find out more about all the things she's talking about today. And her website is guthappyketo.com. We're talking about her book, Holistic Keto for Gut Health. And I'd also like to throw out to you, Kristen, why you wrote one of your other books, Know Your Blood, Know Your Health. What is that about?
It's about functional blood chemistry analysis and empowering the consumer of healthcare, all of your listeners, about how to have a different kind of conversation with their physician or their holistic healthcare or natural path about their lab. What is on a truly comprehensive lab? How should that be being interpreted? What are the danger signs to look out for that most people aren't telling you about? How to ask for what you want, how to discuss your results with your physician. It's all of that, and it's also a resource for doctors, because most doctors are not taught functional blood chemistry analysis. Even a lot of functional medicine doctors don't dive into it, and they are relying on conventional reference ranges, which are based mostly on illness, or they are relying on a computer system to analyze a lab for them without the personal contact of another human, which I think is very important and therapeutic. So it's a great way to get more empowered and learn about what's going on inside your body.
Yes, that's true. And there's a big difference, as you said, if somebody wanted to know your blood, know your health, and I love the way you say prevent disease and enjoy vibrant health through functional blood chemistry analysis, which really takes a different perspective. Now, can people get these functional blood tests through their conventional physician?
Often not. It depends on their insurance and on their doctor. And so I work with some doctors so I can order labs under them in various states. And so I'm able to ask for these full panels. But most insurance companies and physicians won't order them. It's just not part of the standard of care right now, because the system tends to focus on symptoms, not prevention. So I like to see about 70 markers plus a urinalysis. And it includes things like a full thyroid panel, which is 8 markers plus 2 antibodies. And it's difficult to even get an endocrinologist to order that kind of panel. First of all, they're just not taught what to do with those readings, meaning there's a standard of care that if someone's thyroid-stimulating hormone, TSH, is off, they need to give a T4 drug, usually a synthetic.
Boy, let me stop you there, because unfortunately, the more deeply you delve into this kind of testing, which I want to tell you, I have been doing in my office since 1980s, Since 1980, awesome. As a matter of fact. So many, many decades of experience with using functional medicine. In fact, the office that I was involved with, Dr. Serafina Corsello, was the doctor. Mm-hmm. She was the head nurse. And she partnered with Jeffrey Bland, who you might be familiar with, because he is actually the father of functional medicine. So we were one of the preeminent places where people would go for that kind of testing. And boy, what a difference. But you just said something that is really important, in that the very often with the results of the functional medicine test, which really has to do with what's going on with someone, the answer is not then give a drug, because there is no drug therapy linked to those kinds of deficiencies and imbalances. And it seems that in regular medicine, conventional, mainstream, modern, allopathic medicine, the tests are linked, and looks like they are specifically set up. So if any number is off, the answer is a drug. And if there is no drug related to the answer, they don't give the test.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you understand this better than anyone, because you were on the cutting edge of this field. And so you really, really get how important this is. And it's true. It's very much drug-based and symptom-based. They're not asking the question, why? Why is TSH off? And often, if I do a full panel, I can tell you why it's off, but the endocrinologists and regular docs are not trained to look at the why or look for the why and then address it holistically in a more comprehensive manner. And so just giving a drug is not solving the why. It might temporarily make someone feel better because they're getting some synthetic hormones in their system, but it is doing them a disservice, because it's like a false sense of security. It's not actually addressing the root of the issue. And what we now have seen with science and research is that approximately 96% of all thyroid issues are autoimmune related. And no one's testing for that. No one's looking at the underlying cause of this. And so Holistic Keto for Gut Health and my Know Your Blood, Know Your Health talk quite a bit about the immune system and how to regulate that to prevent, halt, or heal autoimmune issues.
So, you know, what I'm focusing on with this part of my life is to make this true, that this should be what is done first round in standard of practice medicine, because the evidence is there. The treatment protocol is actually more effective and much, much less lower amount of adverse effects to, let's say, changing your diet and taking supplements than from using a pharmaceutical to cover a symptom. So there's a better outcome. There's a better overall lower cost to society. And cost effectiveness is actually huge, although the cost effectiveness is skewed by the fact that conventional health insurance will only cover the mainstream tests that lead to the use of pharmaceuticals. So that all has to change to bring things into standards of evidence and cost effectiveness.
Yes. Ellen, let's team up and change the system. Let's do it. I'm with you 100%.
I don't want to change the system myself. I want to actually educate, especially younger healthcare providers, because that's where it comes from inside. I actually know a clinic director who is a functional medicine nurse practitioner, and she's a clinic director of many, many mainstream clinics, and that's where the change is coming from.
Yes, it's beautiful. I was invited to teach in London. Hopefully next year we'll make it happen. To teach nurses and doctors functional blood chemistry analysis. Wouldn't that be amazing if we could get that into the national healthcare system in the UK? Wouldn't that be incredible? That would have such an amazing impact on people.
Yes, and books like the ones you've written can help make this happen. Holistic Keto for Gut Health and Know Your Blood, Know Your Health, because it lays it out in a very simple way. And of course, you know, there is a loser if we move into that, and the loser would be the pharmaceutical industry because they would sell a lot less drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, and,
but there would be a winner.
Know,
the winner are the clients.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's wonderful that you make that available for people.
Yeah, and I think it can be win-win. I think there's a way that we can work with the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies to make it a win-win in a more wholesome way. You know, I think that it's unfortunate that a lot of drugs are being prescribed, but if in inappropriate ways, you know, iatrogenic illness accounts for hundreds of thousands of deaths about 200,000 deaths every
year. Okay, well, wait a minute. Let's define that word for our listeners. Did you just say?
Iatrogenic illness is doctor-induced. So a physician made a mistake and gave the wrong medication, or they had an allergic reaction, or they cut off the wrong limb by mistake, or, you know, it's a doctor's mistake. And
what about the fact that unlike in your book, where we're talking about holistic, such as Holistic Keto for Gut Health, every doctor that you visit gives you a pharmaceutical for the issue you visited them for, and no one is checking drug-drug interactions. So you're on 5 to 10 pharmaceuticals, one for your liver, one for your headaches, one for this, one for seizure activity, and no one knows what that toxic soup is doing.
Exactly. It's a real challenge. And when we compare it to, say, alternative or natural medicine, you know, if a naturopath has someone die under their care, oh my gosh, the world will end for that practitioner. They will likely lose their license. But a physician, a Western medical physician not practicing naturopathy, which naturopathy, they are physicians, they went to medical school, they just added the natural stuff on, you know, they can have people die under their care all day long, and they do, hundreds of thousands of them every year, and nothing happens. The system stays the same. And so I think you're on the right track, Ellen. It is about education. And if we educate the educators and we educate the consumers to demand a different kind of attention to healthcare, then I believe we are infiltrating the system and we can have more change happen so that more people are getting their health back.
And that is the best thing. Isn't it satisfying when people do discuss with you or read your book, Holistic Keto for Gut Health, and Know Your Blood, Know Your Health? Isn't it wonderful to see people get well? That has always been so supportive to me in my professional life, because that's why you get involved in health care to begin with, to see people get well.
Yeah, it warms my heart, and it fills me with such joy that I can contribute something that would help someone alleviate suffering. It feels like it's my mission, and it's just what I was born to do, and it's such an honor and deeply, deeply fulfilling. Yes.
And of course, with most people, you know, it started out with yourself, and you said, oh my gosh, this helps, this works. Why didn't any one of the millions of physicians I saw tell me this?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It can get really frustrating, which I think is one of the reasons why I can meet people where they are when they're not feeling well, because I've been there. And I have a kind of compassion and empathy because I've been there. I've felt it. And I think that also inspires people, that they can see that I did it and I have a lot of tools to give them so they can do it too. And that can really inspire people and bring them up and invite them to step into vibrant health in a new way.
So I want to thank you so much for being our guest today, Kristen. Before we sign off, can you just tell people, you know, one little gem of wisdom and how to find further information about you and your work?
Okay. Let me feel into that. So the gem of wisdom that came to me was to wake up and bring awareness, heighten your awareness of your habits and patterns of your behavior and your thinking. That this is where a lot of disharmony and dysfunction that manifests in physical symptoms and disease begins. And if we wake up to ourselves and remember our wholeness and track our habits and patterns, it's easier to shift them and make a different choice. So one practice I'll offer all of your listeners is to do things differently, like brush your teeth with your non-dominant hand with the intention of doing something differently and breaking habits. Wash dishes in a different part of the sink, you know, the other side, or, you know, play with doing things differently in your life and in your thinking and in your relationships. Just stir things up to break old habits, and you'll find it's easier then to create healthier habits. And people can learn more about me and blogs and recipes that I have on my website and even consultations around functional blood chemistry analysis at gutshappyketo.com. That's GutHappyKeto.com.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in once again to another edition of The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z right here on Progressive Radio Network. We love to hear from you. Go to naturalnurse.com and click contact to get in touch, or click calendar to join in on the classes such as the Natural Nurse Herbal Certification Course. And until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse, hoping that you stay healthy.